So tonight, I'm going to talk to you about faith. It's a wide scope. There's many, many verses in the Bible, depending on the translation. So Merriam-Webster defines faith in the noun form as an allegiance to duty or a person. Belief and trust in a loyalty to God is another. Also, a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. In the transitive verb form, it's believe or trust. Faith is mentioned 458 times in the NIV, 378 times in the NASB, 336 in the King James original, and 521 times in the Good News Bible. Probably the most recognized definition is found in what many refer to as the faith chapter in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." I chose a few other references in Scripture. I'm going to start out with Psalm 146:6, which talks about God's faithfulness forever. 146:6, "Who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that it is in them, who keeps faith forever?" Now I'm going to go to Habakkuk 2:4. "The wicked Babylonians trusted in themselves and they would fall, but the righteous live by faith and trust in God." Habakkuk 2:4 says, "Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right with him, but the righteous will live by his faith." Matthew 9:2 says, "And they brought to him," Jesus, "a paralytic lying on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, 'Take courage, son, your sins are forgiven.' Both the man's body and spirit were paralyzed. He could not walk, and he didn't know Jesus. The man's spiritual state was Jesus' first concern. If God doesn't heal us or someone we love, we need to remember that the physical healing is not Christ's only concern. We will be completely healed in Christ's coming kingdom. But first, we have to come to know Jesus." Paul's testimony and defense, speaking to King Agrippa in Acts 26:18, says, "To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified in faith by me." Justification by faith, at one and the same time, we have the status of kings and the duties of slaves. We feel both the presence of Christ and the pressure of sin. We enjoy the peace that comes from being made right with God, but we still face daily problems that often help us grow. If we remember these two sides of the Christian life, we will not grow discouraged. As we face the temptations and the problems, instead, we will learn to depend on the power available to us from Christ, who lives in us by the Holy Spirit. Paul states that the word of faith brings salvation. This last scripture is the one I want to focus on tonight, which is Romans 10, verse 17. "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." To help explain the context of this scripture, I'm using commentary from Warren Wiersbe. who says, "For the Jew, this meant believing that Jesus Christ of Nazareth truly is the Son of God and the Messiah of Israel. It also meant believing in his death and resurrection, which is in 10:9 and 10 of Romans. But in order to believe, they must hear the word, for it is the word that creates faith in the heart of the hearer. This meant that a herald of the word must be sent, and it is the Lord who does the sending." Wayne Grudem states in the book Systematic Theology, "When people have true information about Christ, they are better able to put their trust in him. Moreover, the more we know about him and the character of God that is completely revealed in him, the more fully we are able to put our trust in him. Thus, faith is not weakened by knowledge, but should increase with more true knowledge. In the case of saving faith in Christ, our knowledge of him comes by believing a reliable testimony about him. Here, the reliable testimony that we believe is the words of Scripture. Since they are God's very words, they are completely reliable. And we gain true knowledge of Christ through them. In everyday life, we come to believe many things. When we hear testimony from a person we consider to be reliable or trustworthy, this kind of decision is even more justified here when the actual words of God provide that testimony. Wiersbe also adds, "We must never minimize the missionary outreach of the church. While this passage relates primarily to Israel, it applies to all the lost souls around the world. They cannot be saved unless they call on the Lord Jesus Christ. But they cannot call unless they believe. Faith comes by hearing, so they must hear the message. How will they hear? A messenger must go to them with the message. But this means that God must call the messenger, and the messenger must be sent. What a privilege it is to be one of his messengers." John Stott renders this explanation regarding Israel's unbelief. "The whole section is about the Jewish response, or rather non-response, to the gospel. Their unbelief, Paul now shows, was foretold by Isaiah in a rhetorical question. Lord, who has believed our message? Again, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The word of which Christ is both context and the author. Thus, preaching leads to hearing, and hearing to believing. When the Holy Spirit prompts us to share our testimony with a family member, friend, or an acquaintance who's going through a difficult trial, we must be obedient. We already have established a certain level of trust and reliability with that person. Our testimony is a witness tool God is using to reach that person. Remember, this isn't about how great we are, but how great our triune God is. Maybe you are one of those people that says, I could never share my testimony. I'm not good at public speaking. I'm scared that I will be rejected or made fun of. This isn't a problem or even a good excuse. Remember, this is your story of what Jesus has done and continues to do for you. You're the expert. More importantly, if you yield to the Holy Spirit, he will direct your speech and provide the courage and the words that Jesus wants to speak through you. You may be the only person God uses to reach that person. For God knows what that person is in need of already and will soften their heart to receive his word. Your faith is not in your abilities, but in the God who is absolute truth, his holy word. Who is holy, he's never sinned. Who is just, he judges against sin, against him. He's the creator of the entire universe, and more important, he is sovereign over all. My challenge to me and to you this evening is to be willing to pray and ask God to use you to speak to someone today, for the strength and words to share what Jesus has done and continues to do for you. We are called to go and share our testimony with others. Jesus gives a great commission in Mark 16:15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Jesus told his disciples to go into the world, into all the world, telling everyone that he has paid the penalty for sin, and those that believe in him can be forgiven and live eternally with God. As you grow in your relationship with Christ, which is a continual growing process, he will give you both the opportunities and the inner strength through his Holy Spirit to tell his message in love. That's the end of what I have to say tonight. But
this is a good time for fellowship.
Yes. So I would just, I would also just like to say that you're the expert on your testimony. So no one can refute that unless they know you better than you know yourself. So go boldly. And when the opportunity comes, rely on the Holy Spirit that's within you, because he will, I can tell you from experience, he will give you the words to say. You won't say anything wrong. You won't mess up, and it's all for his glory. So I just wanted to challenge, I know Pastor Scott has talked a little bit about going outside of these four walls, and in some instances it's more difficult with work regulations, but your actions can speak louder, and you never know who's watching. Might be a workmate, might be your best friend, might be someone you've known for however long you've lived. They probably, those type of people, would know your story and know where you came from and where you are now, because you're a changed person in Christ.